Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Deceit, criminalization of the struggle, and division of communities as methods to impose dams. The second panel of the 12th meeting of the Movement of People Affected by Dams and in Defense of Rivers, MAPDER, of Mexico, held on November the 10th to the 12th, addressed several struggles that are taking place in that country. One of the activists in charge of sharing the experiences of resistance against hydroelectric projects was Miguel Sanchez Oliveira of the Nahua Totonaca organization in defense of the territory of the Totonacapan region of Sierra Norte de Puebla. In our territory, there are 65 municipalities inhabited by Nahua, Totonaco, Otomi, and Tepehua peoples. We defend three important rivers of Sierra Norte de Puebla, Apulco, Sempoala, and Ajajalpan, which flow into the Tecoltal River, said Miguel. According to him, four hydroelectric dams were planned for the Apulco River, whose environmental impact assessments were eventually rejected. On the Sempoala River, there are three hydroelectric projects owned by Hesa Company, which are being strongly resisted by Nahua and Totonaco local populations, explained Miguel. In Ajajalpan, there are five hydroelectric projects, but the company that concerns the population the most is Teselec Comex Hidro, with its Puebla 1, 2, and 3 projects. According to Miguel, the company has obtained different permits to build the dams and is deceiving the local population to obtain the signatures necessary to gain the support required by the latest energy reform. The energy secretary is making the population sign, but they don't tell them this was a consultation. They deceived them. After finding out about these tricks, the local movement organized a strong resistance against the projects, to which the state responded with persecution and criminalization. 14 colleagues were denounced. We don't know which their crimes are, and the company attempted to divide the population with money, according to the activist.